Der Platte Podcast.
Der Platte Podcast.
The Place Podcast.
Yeah, I trained in Canada and worked there for a few years, and I just had an interest in what was going on in Europe, so I worked with Transitions, joined Transitions about 4 or 5 years back, and that was a great way of kind of being introduced to the dance scene over here, and feel really happy to kind of have found myself within the dance theater, physical theater world, because it suits me really well and makes a lot of sense to me as a medium. And I just feel like there's a lot going on here in the UK, and there's a lot of public interest in the arts, and that's been great for me. And also the kind of dance theater and physical theater that happens here isn't so present in Canada. It's quite unique to the UK and Europe, I think. I feel quite happy in the role of a divisor performer. It suits me really well right now. I could see myself at some point wanting to make my own work and be on that side of it. Amit has been working on this show Missing for about 2 years now. And that's in a way of, he first started with a company, a dance company in the States, kind of doing some R&D with a few ideas that had come to his mind. And then a lot of that time has been him working just sort of on his own. But then we did a 6-week R&D last January on this show Missing. And it was a completely different show than we have now. So I think he kept about 20% of that, if even that. So yeah, we worked for 6 weeks last year, and then we've been working since January this year. It's been really interesting to see how things have shifted completely, My experience from talking to people after they've seen the show is that they're a little bit stunned. You know, the end comes and they kind of clap, but are looking a bit like, I don't know if I should be clapping right now, because you're just hit with a total whirlwind of stuff, of sensation. And the kind of intent, I think, of a meet with that is that you don't really have time to think about anything and process it. And then afterwards, stuff will come up, and emotionally things will probably come up, because it's definitely a show that will trigger you emotionally, for sure. You're taken through different worlds. It's, a lot of people say that it's very cinematic, and there are sort of, there's this whole part of the piece that exists in the past, and so anything that is in the past is, well, I don't want to say too much, but is seen through these more cinematic constructs. I don't really say too much. It's a bit of an onslaught. Maybe that's not the right thing to say. But there is, visually, it's quite a whirlwind. There's a lot of stuff thrown at you. Visually, musically, the sound by Dave Price is absolutely stunning from beginning to end, in my opinion. I absolutely love the music. each venue that we've gone to, we've done from 3 to 5 shows. So it's been intense for sure. And the way that Amit has been working is we've been rehearsing intensely throughout the days as well before the shows. Because he's really approaching it like the work will never be finished, really. There's always changes that can be happening and developments that can be made. So it's been really engaged, you know. It doesn't feel in any way like we've arrived at a product and now we're just in a rigmarole of presenting it. It's much more about the continual development of it. Amit, the director, says that, you know, the work is only sort of half finished once he's spent many years putting it together and we've devised it. And the other half of it happens once we put it in front of an audience, because they're the authors, you know, in a way. And so once that process begins, we start a whole other journey of kind of seeing what parts of the show expand through it being in front of an audience, and what parts of the show seem less important, and how shifts need to happen in response to what the audience brings to it, if you know what I mean. Been to Newcastle, to the Northern Stage, Warwick Arts Centre, and last week we were in Ipswich at the New Wolsey, which is a completely different space from any of the other ones that we've been to. The set is designed so that it fits within, you know, a specific space, and whatever theatre we go to, even if the stage is bigger than the set, we sort of bring the walls in a bit, if you know what I mean. But in the New Wolsey, it's kind of like the stage is set up within the structure of the building. So there's all of these like negotiations that we had to make, and it was quite a challenge. But yeah, it was great. It's nice to see a totally different space. Within Gecko's work, the movement where text and language fall away actually manages to carry the narrative forward, where I've often found that can be the struggle within sort of dance theater work. So, well, it reminds me a lot, really, of the stuff that I've done with Lost Dog, you know, that we did at the place last year. It's in the same vein, where there's characterization and the movement is carrying the narrative forward. And I find, I don't know, in my head, dance theater for me doesn't do that so much. It presents things much more abstractly, where the journey of the work moves sort of laterally as opposed to moving forward. Whereas physical theater, there's more of an emphasis maybe on narrative or of communicating a story. For me, that's what it is. I see dance theater as more of an abstract thing, and physical theater being existing more in the theater world. So yeah, narrative, and that is more of the focus. Ben, who's the director of Lost Dog, the plan in July is to start making a piece to go alongside It Needs Horses. So then there'll be a tour of a full evening of work. So there'll be It Needs Horses and another piece that follows the female character into like another world of, for all I know about it so far, is another world of lost circus performers. And I think we've got the place actually doing that in the beginning of October, I think. We've done quite a nice little international tour over the past year of just like individual dates throughout the year. Gone to some great festivals in Italy particularly. And the piece has really changed quite a lot too, you know, sort of being out of the structure of the Place Prize, we've had, a bit more freedom with time, because it doesn't only have to be 20 minutes. So we've allowed some of the sequences to be more improvised now, and that's given the piece a lot more space, which I think it needed.
Gecko are performing their show Missing at The Place from Wednesday the 2nd to Friday the 4th of May. Tickets can be bought online at theplace.org.uk or by telephoning our box office on 020 7121 1100.